How to give your listeners time to turn to the right scripture. Hello, thanks for joining me. It's Malcolm here, and this is Tuesday Teaching Tips 113. And today what I'd like to bring to our attention is something that in and of itself is really quite minor, quite small, but I think it has a disproportionately large impact on the effectiveness of our preaching and teaching. What are we talking about? We're talking about giving the people who are listening to us enough time to turn to the scripture about which we are speaking. This is important. You see, the first goal of preaching has to be gaining attention. If we can't gain attention, then no one's going to listen to us. But after that, the second goal of preaching is understanding. Because without understanding, we can't expect anybody to take action. Jesus understood this. He said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 10, as he called the crowd to him, he said, "Listen and understand." He gets their attention. Listen to me and understand. There's something for them to understand. And if we rush to the scripture and don't give people time to turn there, we're not enabling them to not only listen, but understand. Think about it. Man, I've seen this so many times, and I know I've done it, so I can't point the finger exactly, but as much as I have done it, I try not to. And I think it's very important because I see it more and more often that someone will say, "Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. And before you've even opened your Bible, they're reading the scripture because, of course, they're there already. Or they've got it, an excerpt from Romans 6 in the notes. So they don't actually have to turn to that scripture themselves. And that's okay. That's not what this is about, this recording. Whether you're actually reading from a physical Bible or whether you've got that quote in your notes, you still got to give me and the rest of the congregation time to get there. Or else we might as well not have a Bible with us. Where is the power? We need to give people time to turn to the scripture. Bear in mind that someone who's not a Christian might not even know where to start. I remember coming to church myself in my 20s, and although I had a church upbringing, I still didn't know where a lot of the books were. And I was grateful for those preachers who said, "Turn to Obadiah. It's just after this book and just before this book, about this two-thirds or a third of the way through the Bible," whatever it was. I really appreciated that because I didn't want to look like an idiot. And sometimes, I guess I did, I don't know, but I had to turn to the contents page, and it takes time to get there. The other thing that's significant about this is if we rush to the passage and rush through the passage and then spend 20 minutes talking about what we have just read, it makes it look like what we are going to say about the passage is more important than the passage itself. If we use a bit more gravity, a little more thoughtfulness, and mention the scripture and give people time to get there, we're actually going to achieve the goal of our preaching much more frequently. So how do we do this? Well, here are a few ideas, and then I'd like to know what yours are. Firstly, mention the scripture a long time before you go there. So, as an example, this last Sunday, after my first couple of statements, I said, "We're going to look into this topic by studying a passage in Acts chapter 5. Then I went on to talk a bit more about the topic before I read the scripture, but I had mentioned it and I said, "Please turn to Acts 5. We're going to go there in just a moment." I gave forewarning of where we're going. And then later I went back to Acts 5 and said, "Now let's read it." That helps. Perhaps at the start of the sermon, especially if you've got one passage you're going to be staying in for quite a long time, mention it near the beginning. Secondly, mention the scripture, but then pause. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6 and then wait while people find it. As people are flicking their pages, you can say something. Put the scripture on the screen, because not just the words of the scripture, but the reference. So people may have not heard you say Romans chapter 6, but if they see it on the screen, then they'll be turning to it and it will help them turn to it. And you could also plan what to say while people are searching for the passage. Perhaps you have something in mind already to say about Romans chapter 6, and you're going to say something as an introduction to what that passage contains. That will help. But it gives a moment. It doesn't need long, perhaps 10 seconds, perhaps 20, perhaps as much as 30 seconds, but give people enough time to get there. It's the word that has the power, not you and me. And what we have to say is important, but it's so much more powerful. What we have to say is so much more powerful if we're allowing people to see the word itself and look at it. You and I know the power is in the word. Let's not empty the word of its power by rushing to the reference we're going to read. Well, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think I'm barking up the wrong tree? Do you think I'm making a mountain out of a molehill? Perhaps. And I'd like to know if you do and what you think about that. Or do you have your own ideas about the best way to make sure that we honour the word and we don't rush to the passage and leave our audience behind? I'd love to know your thoughts, so please leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, and leave the comment publicly if you don't mind, because then we learn from each other, and we learn best when we learn in community. Pass the link to this recording on to one other person that might benefit. Hit that like button, subscribe to these podcasts, and leave us a review if you could, because it certainly helps more people to find these recordings if they are reviewed. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.